Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
For all the heat that Kyle Tucker has taken, I don't feel like in this city that Pete Crow Armstrong has gotten the same smoke and has been worse.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
Can't just be Michael Bush doing his thing and then nobody behind him doing anything else. They have to hit as a collective. And so for 3 months of this year, they hit as a collective. That's why you're the best offense in baseball.
Russell Dorsey. What's up, Russ? On 670 The Score. The Score.
We are always thrilled to have Russ Dorsey here in studio with us. We are the Hangout Show, Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. You're hanging out with us. Well, now Russ is too, and he is here. Like we said, works for Apple TV+, Major League Baseball insider, and also a dude who has opinions about other sports, so we love talking to him about it all. That's why we have a little more Breaking Bears news. We love to hear it. Breaking Bears news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. What would you like first, captains or left tackle?
Let's go with the left tackle.
Russ?
He hates that's, this topic. I mean, he knows we need to address it.
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
I'm obsessed with it and have been for all of my life.
I don't want to talk about it because I know what you're about to say.
All right, the Bears starting left tackle per Kevin Fishbane for week one, Braxton Jones.
I'm shocked. This is my shocked and
pain
face.
Do I think that Kevin Fishbane made the decision? No, I think he's the one who represented the announcement. But yes, Braxton Jones. I'm not surprised by this at all, but I still want to know how you got here. So what is it you say you do here? Because I'm pretty sure you drafted a 6'8" right tackle with the 56th overall pick in the draft that you decided that you wanted to play a left tackle, and then he didn't play there anymore. And then you had that guy who was drafted in the third round who is not playing consistently.
About that.
And then you had the other guy who was from Canada who was undrafted and then became part of the race.
Benedict.
Theo Eggs Benedict.
Oh,
you guys just
Benedict.
Created so much magic in like 2 seconds.
Last week, I was on with Lawrence, and I was just like, what's that dude's name? Theo Eggs Benedict? And so it stuck. So that's
Benedict,
what I'm going to call him now.
Benedict.
It's Theo Eggs Benedict and Canadian bacon. That's the meal.
Was he the one who sang Love by Keisha Cole?
No.
I don't think Canadians
I don't think
about
it was him.
Love by Keisha Cole.
No, somebody last year sang Love, and I forget who it was at the karaoke challenge.
I'm pretty sure it was not a Canadian. I'm going to throw that out there.
Why?
All I know is
they speak English.
The fact that
except for the people in Montreal,
they put the letter U in flavor.
They got Flavour. Back to Braxton Jones. I don't like if you put Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles in a room and said all off the record. I think they would likely tell you, yeah, we didn't necessarily want Braxton to win the job.
My God.
But the other guys.
Oh no. They've told us that with how they've treated this entire competition the whole way. Last week saying, we're not ready to announce a left tackle because no one has grabbed the job by the horns. I think that the real question, I'm sure we'll get this as we get Ben Johnson audio in, Layla and Russ, is this. Did Braxton Jones win the job or did no one else take it?
It was Austin Reed who sang Love. Okay. Also unexpected. Never knew what I was missing. In this case, I still don't know what I'm missing because the same dude has been playing at left tackle mostly the whole time except when he was injured. I think the issue is this. You have to find out what the real potential was with a better offensive line around you to isolate who the best person was for the job. Is it ideal? No. But do you still have more answers about somebody more accurately than you had last season about that position? Unfortunately, yes. You know, is it the best solution? No. But at least you have an understanding of who is the best fit for there for now.
Can I be meatbally as Tyler alluded to me being earlier? I'm going to be meatbally in this moment.
You do like doing that.
BBT's facial expressions are priceless. He's just
grinning because
over
meatball
there.
Marshall.
Here's why. The one thing I can actually be optimistic about in this situation after hearing the sound from Mark Grody's interview with Braxton Jones following a preseason game is this. He's not at 100% yet. He is still working his way back. So maybe the potential has not been reached for Braxton Jones compared to what we've seen throughout training camp in the preseason.
Who has more potential, healthy Braxton Jones or Ozzie Trapillo?
Ozzie Trapillo probably has more potential.
But that's more about experience, and it's going to take him time to get. I think Ozzie Trapillo can't get the experience he needs as quickly as Braxton Jones can get to full strength health-wise.
I also feel terrible just from a conscience standpoint because Braxton Jones's interviews are always informative and nice. Like, he's somebody you want to use on your team.
Transparent also.
Yes. Like, I really enjoy him as a person. And is he the guy who I'm drawing a play up for in space because I know he can move a little bit for a big dude if I'm Ben Johnson? Yes.
When healthy.
Yes.
Let's just get a tight end on that side too.
Some chipping.
Let's get a little chip. Can I get a chip?
I mean, there has to be, right? Like that. You're
Lay's,
right. That
Doritos, has, like, whatever you want. Just give me some chips.
Given this information, here's what you don't want to have happen. And you know, we talked about Russ' objectives for the Bears. Like, if you're putting your head coaching hat on, what you want to see them game for this week? Like, what are you trying to accomplish, and how do you get there? So we had a lot of really good answers and really good feedback. But like, knowing this. Don't start the ball game empty. I don't care what you're trying to figure out with your life.
Five wide.
The last thing I want to see is that kind of concept, or I would say hubris. You know, as an offensive coordinator. And maybe Ben Johnson does it because he's better at this than I am, and he outthinks everybody. But I don't care. Protect 18.
First,
just make them feel a little bit decent.
First 15 plays, you're gonna see. They're going to move the football. I think they're going to go up tempo. They're going to move the platform with play action. And I'm going to really like that. It's like, yeah, let's move the ball down the field. Let Caleb get in a rhythm. And then I'm interested to see what happens after the first 15 plays.
Also, a heavy dose of the run game is going to come in that first 15.
Do we know that?
Yeah, I'm very confident.
Run game
to establish.
In a screen
sure.
capacity?
Whatever. Just it's going to be more than just Caleb Williams dropping back and
yes.
doing that.
I do think they want to, you know, do that.
Establish the
set
run.
The tone.
Twitch is cracking me up today, and you can see Russ Dorsey on Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/Chicago670
sleeves.
Hologram Harry says, I want the first snap to be another tribute to the T formation.
No.
You know what, though? What if it is? And then it just goes crazy after that. It turns into some other misdirection spread play, and it's like,
the
woo!
West Coast offense after all that.
I love that you're still points. Calling it West Coast offense.
Just score points.
Russell Dorsey.
Get yards. How about just get yards?
That too.
That's Russell Dorsey's voice here on Raheem and Harris as we talk about baseball, but do we really talk about baseball? Because we've got breaking news. Braxton Jones is your left tackle.
Is there more?
Yeah.
In week one. Oh, there's more.
We have
more. Because we have captains. Layla's going to hit you with that right now.
Kevin Fishbane announcing that Ben Johnson announced Bears captains are... Does anybody want to take a guess as to who like number one would be?
Caleb Williams.
He is on the list.
Well, it's either Caleb Williams or Joe Tooney.
He is also on the list. So Joe Tooney, Caleb Williams, you have 1, 2, 3 more.
I'll go Byard.
That's number 3.
Is this like Family
Feud
style?
Wait, didn't you read this already? Is that
I looked a little bit.
Okay.
But these would have been my guesses regardless.
Who's number 4?
We have 2 offensive guys, 1 defensive guy. Is there another defensive guy?
There is another defensive guy.
I'm going to say not Jalen Johnson. How about that?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Shade.
Wow. Jalen Johnson's going to come for you, and I'm not going to say anything.
Is he on the list?
I'm going to have you two talk it out amongst yourselves.
Is TJ Edwards on that list?
Shockingly, no. And that's the one where you might have seen TJ. Because he's so responsible.
I thought based off the season he had last year and the kind of the respect... I thought that would get him the nod.
Are there any Chicago natives on the list?
No, there is one Brazilian native.
Oh, Cairo Santos.
Correct. So that leaves one more. He's from a place where you use the word strength and not strength.
Not Grady Jarrett.
Yes, Grady Jarrett has been named a captain.
That makes sense.
No, you know what? This is a good balance of guys who you want to be leaders, not necessarily because they're longtime Bears. It's a new era. It's a new era. So it's almost good that Grady Jarrett and Joe Tooney, two guys who were not on this team last year, I said it's almost good. No, it is good, are both on this team as captains.
I think also, and again, it just speaks to more of, we had multiple names that we could have brought up. Like TJ Edwards, we're like, oh, not TJ, but he's so responsible. And he played his tail off last season. And when things were going on around him that were terrible, he still was remaining consistent. Like the fact that you have multiple people to choose from where we're bringing things like this up, I think that's good. But when you consider that a lot of the most vocal people last year, when it came to telling you about the problems of this team, and I think sounding the alarm, are not on that list, that tells you a lot too. Cole Kmet's not on that list.
I think it's also telling that the players the Bears actually drafted aren't the majority of the players on the list. It's guys from outside the organization. Not homegrown guys are running the captaincy.
That's fine with me.
But do no, we know how do we know how it happened? Like, do we know if they were voted upon or if they were chosen? Like, that's a big
all
deal
of this
too.
Is new information to me. So I'm gonna assume players voted.
If yeah, I had the players to guess, did vote. The players yeah, did vote.
The
yeah.
players did vote. Okay, well that's big too to know, Robbie. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
And I think it also comes to the question that we had, and it was brought up. I actually said this previously. We were talking about, okay, who are your leaders on the Cubs, for example? Like, this is September. Let's go. You know, again, let's ask the same question for the Bears. You know, who are the leaders on this team? And I think you're a little more confident answering that this year than you were perhaps at this time last year.
Having guys in the room that people respect, to tie it back into baseball, one of the things about former Chicago Cub, Kyle Schwarber, that you always hear is he is one of the best teammates you will find in Major League Baseball. He's one of the best leaders you will find in Major League Baseball. And on a team where he's not the best, quote-unquote, player, he is this year, in Philly, because most people would say, oh, Bryce Harper, when he's having the Bryce Harper MVP type of year, two-time MVP, that's your best player, mm-hmm. but your best leader is a Kyle Schwarber. I think if we tie this in with the Bears, it might not always be your Montez Sweat that might be your best defensive player. Jalen Johnson might be your best defensive player, but you look at a Grady Jarrett who's played in Super Bowls, who's been at the mountaintop, who's seen what it's supposed to look like. You bring that guy in like, yo, I know what it was like around here, but for us to get where we need to go, this is what we need to do.
I think that's a good topic to establish. Let's cook on that a little bit more in our next segment. I do want to talk to you about the week that Kyle Schwarber has had and how it put me in a feelings type of place, Russ Dorsey. So let's do a little bit more on that. Bears news, as we mentioned, we will bring you more from Halas All. It is a busy day there. Mark Grody is working on it too. And we have September baseball. I call it blessed, people. We continue it next on Rahimi and Harris with Russ Dorsey on 670 The Score.